Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far. It's Friday, September 6th, 2019. It's the first week after Labor Day. We're heading into fall, and we're going to get started off on YouTube. I've been telling you guys for the past couple of weeks that there were lots of rumors flying around that YouTube had been fined by the FTC for COPPA violations. And this week, we finally got the reveal. It is true. YouTube was hit with a record $170 million fine for violations of COPPA by the FTC. They have also announced they're going to make lots of changes to children's and children's-focused content on YouTube. This has lots of creators scared and worried that they will not earn money or be able to make a career out of YouTube anymore. YouTube's CEO said in a blog post that YouTube creators must now tell YouTube when a video targets kids, which includes videos with or about kids' characters, themes, toys, or games. These videos will not get personalized ads or have comment or notification features, which also might make them less attractive to other people on YouTube, which would probably drive earnings and views down even more. And this may not even be the end of YouTube's kid problem and their COPPA problems. Truth in Advertising, Tina.org, just filed a complaint with the FTC saying that the YouTube channel Ryan's Toy Reviews, the largest YouTube child-focused channel, practices deceptive advertising and deceptive techniques when making videos targeted to children. So about 12 hours after the announcement about YouTube's $170 million historic fine from the FTC for violations of COPPA, YouTube conveniently announced that they were launching a fashion portal. And in my opinion, they probably waited to announce this fashion portal so that it could come after the announcement of the fines, so that all the news portals like Google News and others would push down YouTube news related to the fine in favor of the news about the fashion portal itself. That's called reputation management for you marketers out there watching this. Fashion is a big part of YouTube. According to the website Statista, they generated 169 billion views last year on beauty and fashion videos alone. Over on Google, chatter about a Google search algorithm update rolling out this week is spreading like wildfire inside of the Black Hat community, many of which claim it hit them really hard. Basecamp's CEO has accused Google Ads of holding their brand name for ransom. Now, that's because Google Ads allows brands to bid on their competitors' brand names. So Basecamp has competitors taking out ads on keywords that include the Basecamp brand name. So to fight against this, Basecamp took out an ad on Google Ads on their own branded search terms, saying something along the lines of, "We don't want to take this ad out, but Google is forcing us to," pointing out that there are competitors between their ad and the organic listing further down the search results. Now, when this information came out, a Minnesota-based marketing agency called AimClear, ran by my friend Marty Weintraub, had a little fun with it, and they took out an ad on Jason Fried, that's the CEO of Basecamp's name. They took an ad out on his name as a keyword in Google, running an ad to a blog post on their website. Google Search Console, formerly known as Google Webmaster Tools, announced this week that they have updated their DNS verification system for when you want to verify a new website in Google Search Console using your domain host. And they say this new version is faster and much simpler to use than previous iterations. Google My Business may show a list of which businesses you manage on Google My Business inside of search results. Although this appears to be a test, it also doesn't really appear that this was being triggered by keywords, just a list of businesses somebody manages were showing up in the search results. It was kind of odd, but it's similar to how Google Search Console displays performance data for a website that you manage inside of Google Search Console, inside of the search results for keywords that match that website. Facebook launched Facebook Dating, which they previously announced and have been running on versions of Facebook around the world. It is now launched in the United States. There are already marketers claiming to be experts on how to use Facebook Dating to drive sales and lead generation. I'm not making that up. As part of the Facebook Dating update, Facebook now has a feature known as Secret Crush. This means that you can declare one of your Facebook friends as a secret crush of yours. Now, if you do this and the friend does it, then Facebook will notify both of you that you have a crush on each other in an attempt to make a connection between you. When you declare somebody as a secret crush of yours, they get an anonymous tip from Facebook telling them that somebody out there has a secret crush on them, but it doesn't tell them who. Privacy experts warn that this could be a bit unnerving if you go out there and set a bunch of people as your secret crushes, and let's say, I don't know, you're married and maybe a politician, and Facebook gets hacked and the information gets leaked that you had a bunch of other people marked as a secret crush. 419 million Facebook users' phone numbers were leaked in a data breach this week. This impacts users in the United Kingdom, Vietnam, and the United States. Facebook is considering hiding like counts on posts in the newsfeed. This would be a welcome change by lots of psychologists who for years have claimed that like counts hurt people's mental health. Over on Twitter, CEO Jack Dorsey's Twitter account appears to have been hacked using the SMS to tweet feature. Immediately following this, Twitter suspended usage of the SMS to tweet feature. They actually just reinstated that feature yesterday. After a Twitter user posted a tweet claiming that Instagram was nothing more than screenshots of tweets, Twitter decided to take that to heart, and their official Instagram account is now nothing more than screenshots of tweets from users on Twitter.
Bonus round.
Yahoo email went offline for about 6 hours earlier this week, and thousands of users took to Twitter to vent their anger that Yahoo's free email was offline. Service has been fully restored now. A major hacking attack against WordPress websites and vulnerable plugins is underway right now. Update your plugins, update your WordPress. Please look this up in the news. Please look at the plugins that are vulnerable. This is very, very big. The attackers are trying to take admin control of websites, and then they're going to use that admin control most likely to try to distribute malware or drive advertising revenue or maybe even hold your website for ransom. Majestic, a link index tool based out of the United Kingdom, updated their crawler and their software this week. They also released a new feature which shows you where links are located on a document or a web page and shows you the density of links on a site, internal versus external links. It's a really neat update, and if you are a Majestic user or you're an SEO out there looking for link indexing tools and link investigation tools, I highly recommend you go check it out. That's it for the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far podcast edition. Thank you so much, everybody out there, for tuning in. If you like this podcast, please tell a friend, share the link, or come over to the joeyoungblood.com website and tell me what you liked about the podcast or even what you hated. Until next week.